Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm sitting here with a nice cup of tea. Very British thing to do. And I'm quite glad that I have a cup of tea this morning because I've been drinking lots of tea lately and only been drinking coffee on the weekends, and because of that I've been feeling much better. I'm quite surprised by the change it made. I was only drinking one coffee in the morning, in the weekdays. Not just in the weekdays, and the weekend. I was only drinking one coffee every day, and it really changed the way my body felt. I felt like I was never really relaxed. I was always agitated, is a good word. Always looking for something to do, not relaxing properly. And it's not good. It's not good living life like that. I wouldn't want to do that every day. So now I just drink it at the weekends. And I drink a very weak coffee as well. Because the coffee I was making before, the drip coffee I was making, was far too strong. Even though I was using the recommended amount. Anyway, that was a long pause. That's a very long one, but long ones are good. You can add that to your technique when you're thinking. If you make a sound like that, it's good. It's natural, I think. So the Minecraft stuff I've been doing recently it's been going well, and I've decided to upload every Monday and Friday. So normally this podcast is on a Wednesday and on a Saturday or a Sunday. So I've sort of picked those days because they're in between the podcast days. So if you want more listening practice, then do go over to the YouTube channel. The link should be in the description, I think. And then you can get more listening practice whilst watching Minecraft, which is a fun way to learn English, I think. Today's topic, yeah, that's what's next. So recently on Twitter, I saw someone post a link that I thought was quite interesting, and it's the most popular countries that people want to move to in the world, so like relocate to or work in or something. And it shows you a map of the world, and then it tells you like this country wants to move here, this country wants to move over to this country, that kind of thing. So what I find interesting is that if you look at the UK, apparently most people in the UK want to move to Canada. Now, I could never have guessed this, ever, because I've never heard anyone say that they want to move to Canada. And as a British person who's sick and tired of cold weather, I've had enough cold weather. I don't like the idea of moving to Canada. Maybe I don't know very much about Canada, to be honest, and maybe there are some parts that are warmer than England. But when I think about Canada, I think about maple syrup and snow. Maybe that's a completely incorrect image. Maybe it's completely wrong, but that's the image I have. So when I want to, you know, if I want to move somewhere, I want to move somewhere warmer, I think. So I'm really surprised by that. I notice in Finland and Sweden that are places that are even colder than the UK. Like, I don't want to live there. They're nice countries. There's lots of good points about them, but they're too cold. I can't do that. They want to move to Spain, both of those countries. That's like the most popular place they want to relocate to. That makes perfect sense to me. They've had enough of the cold. They live in the cold too much, and they just want to go somewhere warm. That makes sense. What else have we got? This is interesting. This is pretty interesting. So Canada, America, the United States of America, USA, Canada, USA, Australia, Indonesia, and then we have the Philippines, Taiwan, where else? I can't read it, text too small, and a few other countries. They all want to move to Japan. And I can't understand why. Actually, Nepal? I don't know how to pronounce it in India. Well, no, it's not in India, sorry. My apologies. Near India. That they also want to move to Japan. And I think there's... Where's that? I can't... Why is this map so small? Somewhere just below Russia, but above Turkey. I can't read it. It's too small. It's too small to read. It might be Georgia. I think it's Georgia. It looks like Georgia on the map to me. They all want to move to Japan, which is just crazy. I think not even Japanese people want to live in Japan. Everyone I speak to in Japan wants to get out of Japan because the working conditions over there are so hard. There's too much overtime. There's not enough time to spend with your family. I think all of these people, especially the people in like Canada, USA, Australia, they don't really know what Japan's like. I think they just watch some cartoons and just think it's like that, and they want to go over there or play some computer games and they want to go over there. Yeah, they don't know. So here's the interesting thing. If you look at Japan, the country that people in Japan want to move to the most is the UK. And I think that makes perfect sense because Japan and the UK are both island nations. And I do feel there's a lot of similarity between these two countries. So in terms of like behavior and manners of some people, as you know, not everyone has good manners over here, but there are those that do. And of those people, I think there's a lot of similarity between like people in the way people in Japan behave and the way people in the UK behave. So yeah, I'm not too surprised by that. But I suppose I would have assumed America. I would have thought people in Japan want to move to America because America has such a big influence on the entire world, doesn't it? You know, like the language that gets taught in Japan, for example, the English, is American English. And I think American English is probably taught almost everywhere in the world, which I find a bit odd because it's actually one of the weirdest of the Englishes, if you can say that. It's got like, well, there's international English, which is spoken by, I think, every sort of like Commonwealth English, which is, you know, the English of the UK, the English of Australia, the English of New Zealand, the English of, you know, many places. And that there's lots of similar spellings and pronunciations and so on in this English, this sort of like international English. And then there's American English, and that's just sort of on its own and quite unique, and, well, unique to America. So why does the whole world learn American English? I don't know. To me, it makes no sense. International English would make more sense to me, but there we go. So, yeah, I'm a... I, I'm a little surprised. But I think Japan, I'm looking at this map, Japan is the only country in the world that wants to move to the UK. Nobody else wants to move here. Russia, everyone in Russia wants to move to the USA, which is weird because Russia and USA are sort of like, they're not the best of friends, shall we say. People in Mexico want to move to Canada. People in Brazil want to move to Portugal. We've got like Argentina and Peru and everyone sort of on that west side wants to move to Spain. What else have we got on here that's interesting? A lot of people in the south of Africa want to move to Canada. Canada is so popular. Everyone in India wants to move to Canada. Everyone in Pakistan wants to move to Canada. Why is it so popular? Am I missing out? Maybe I should read a bit more about Canada and try and figure out what's so attractive about it. Maybe it's not so cold. Anyway, I've got lots of nice scenery over there. And then if I move over to Europe, so people in Germany want to live in Switzerland. So where do people in Switzerland want to live? In Germany. What? You can just swap countries and then it's fine. People in Ukraine want to live in Poland. People in Turkey want to live in Germany. Yeah, but I don't think there's anything too unusual here. So people in Spain want to live in France. Maybe it's too hot and they want it a bit cooler, so they just want to move north. People in Poland want to live in Germany. Romania's Germany. Bulgaria's Germany. Lots of these people want to live in Germany, which is interesting. But then you have like the UK, Ireland and France. And apparently we all want to live in Canada. So, yeah. Oh, someone wants to live in Australia. Malta. People in Malta want to live in Australia. I think Malta's pretty hot, isn't it? I guess they like the hot weather and they want more of it, just in a different place. That's interesting. But yeah, the fact that the sort of like the biggest English-speaking countries, you know, Canada, USA, Australia, all want to move to Japan, to me, is just so weird. I mean, don't get me wrong. As you know, I love Japan. It's definitely one of my favorite countries. My two favorite countries, I'm going to say, are probably like England and Japan. But I don't think people really want to work there, do they? They don't want to work those long hours and live that sort of office culture that's the cause of so many suicides over there in Japan. I mean, I thought it was a common fact that Japan had the highest suicide rate in the world. Maybe I need to check that again. But last I heard, it was Japan. And so these English-speaking countries want to move somewhere with the highest suicide rate in the world. That makes sense, doesn't it? But then again, I suppose maybe like a big pull, a big attraction for many people is they also hear that it's a safe country. Maybe a safe country and people are well-mannered. Maybe people are fed up. You know, maybe American people are fed up of Americans. And they just want to move somewhere where people are quieter and better mannered. That's very rude of me to say that Americans aren't better mannered, but it's a different kind of culture. I think it's much more open, much louder in America. Anyway, I think I have covered that topic pretty well, and it was interesting. Very interested when I saw that. I'm going to start looking at Canada after this episode. I'm going to do some research and see what the temperature's like over there. Maybe it's a really good place to live. Apparently, everyone in the UK wants to go there anyway, so why don't I? I think I should look at going as well. Until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.